Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We had discussed the chapter pertaining to the benefits and the merits of reciting the Quran al-Majid before sleeping and the various ayat of the Quran that one should try and recite before sleeping and the various benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give to that person who recites the various verses of the Quran al-Kareem. Inshallah, we commence with the chapter pertaining to the benefits of engaging in dhikr at bedtime in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Never could it be that a Muslim falls off to sleep in the condition of wudu and whilst being engaged in the dhikr and in the remembrance of Allah, and thereafter wakes up in the dead of the night to ask for any of his worldly or hereafterly needs, and that such a supplication is rejected." Subhanallah, respected elders and friends, a very potent way of getting our du'as to be accepted. We see how loved this action is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person makes wudu and he remembers Allah before he sleeps, and he takes the name of Allah before he sleeps, then at any given time and moment during the night, when he awakens and he remembers that he needs something from Allah, whether it is his need pertaining to worldly needs or whether it is to the hereafterly needs, and at that time he makes a dua, then inshallah such a dua will be readily accepted. So we try to inculcate this important habit of making wudu before we sleep, as well as remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah guide us, inshallah. Brothers are also reminded of the important amal of kash that will take place after the remainder of the salah, as well as the dhikr and durood program 10 minutes prior to the isha adhan, inshallah.